Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Badox. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Badox. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Badox, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Police are warning parents about a group called 764 that is reportedly targeting children and teens online. The network uses gaming platforms, social media, and messaging apps to contact potential victims, often posing as peers to gain trust. Officers say the group moves conversations to private apps and may manipulate or threaten victims into sharing explicit content. Platforms most commonly exploited include Minecraft, Roblox, Discord, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, Kick, and Steam. Authorities advise parents to watch for warning signs, such as sudden secrecy with devices, emotional changes related to online interactions, new unknown online friends, or anxiety about shared photos. Suspected cases of exploitation can be reported to the NCMEC Cyber Tip Line, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or local law enforcement. And dear parents and guardians, we are writing to make families aware of a product that is becoming more visible in local stores and online. Mitra 9 canned Kratom beverages. Although we previously shared broader information about Kratom, today's message focuses specifically on the canned Kratom beverages that are becoming more visible in retail stores. What is Mitra 9? It is a ready-to-drink beverage that contains Kratom extract. It is often marketed as a plant-based kava and kratom drink and is sold in brightly colored cans that closely resemble energy drinks or flavored sparkling beverages. These products may be found in gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and online retailers. Important point for families to understand: some products clearly list kratom extract or mitragynine on the ingredient panel. Others may emphasize 7-hydroxymitragynine, often abbreviated as 7-OH, instead of using the word kratom. 7-OH is a potent compound naturally found in kratom. Even if the word kratom is not clearly displayed on the front of the can, the beverage may still contain active kratom compounds that affect the brain. Because these cans resemble common energy drinks, students may not immediately recognize that they contain psychoactive ingredients. Why this matters? Well, these drinks contain active kratom compounds that act on brain receptors similar to opioids. Reported side effects may include nausea, drowsiness, agitation, increased heart rate, dizziness, and impaired judgment, and in some cases, dependence with repeated use. As previously shared, combining kratom with alcohol significantly increases risk and can lead to dangerous respiratory depression. These products are not regulated in the same way as FDA-approved medications, meaning potency and ingredient consistency can vary. The presentation and flavoring can make these beverages appear harmless or comparable to a typical energy drink. However, they are not simply caffeine products. What to watch for at home? Well, brightly colored canned drinks labeled Kratom, Kava, 7-OH, Mitragynine, or Botanical Extract. Marketing claims related to relaxation, mood enhancement, or energy changes in sleep patterns, alertness, mood, or coordination. What can families do? Ask your student about unfamiliar drinks or supplements they may encounter. Reinforce that legal or plant-based does not automatically mean safe. emphasize that mixing any substance with alcohol increases risk. And in an emergency, call 911 immediately if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Our purpose in sharing this information is awareness and prevention. We appreciate your partnership in helping students make informed and safe choices. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact our office. We're here to help you, support you. Sincerely, SRO Ashley Coleman from the Cass City Police Department and Cass City Schools. That letter came directly from them. You can also read a copy of that, along with the other news stories, weather obituaries, at thumbnet.net. When we come back from this Ortis Ford sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
It's been cold outside lately, but Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe has deals that are red hot. Now until February 28th, lease a 2025 Ford Bronco Sport Outer Banks for 39 months for only $379 per month. You get four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, power seats, and remote start, all for just $379 per month. Need a bigger vehicle? You can also lease a 2026 Ford Explorer Active with four-wheel drive for 39 months for $431 per month. Enjoy heated cloth seats, power driver and passenger seats, a power lift gate, second row bucket seats, standard third row seating, and trailer tow package. Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford has a deal that's right for you. Right now, you can purchase brand new full-size 2026 Ford Bronco Outer Banks 4-door 4x4 with heated leather seats and heated steering wheel, power seats up front, and color-matched hardtop with remote start and running boards, all for as low as $48,727. Or purchase a new 2026 Ford Maverick XLT Hybrid with all-wheel drive, spray-in bed liner, and a 13.2-inch infotainment system as low as $34,554. Lease and purchase deals are using A to Z plan pricing with $2,000 due at signing, 10,500 miles per year. Leases are with lease renewal factory rebate and trade assist factory rebate based on credit approval. No security deposit required.
Hey, we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, new research shows vegan diet benefits for type 1 diabetes. A study published in Science Daily today suggests that a low-fat vegan diet can reduce insulin requirements for type 1 diabetes by nearly 30%. The research indicates that the diet improves insulin sensitivity without requiring a reduction in total carbohydrate intake. Medical professionals noted that while results are promising, patients should consult their doctors before making drastic lifestyle changes. The study is part of a larger trend exploring nutritional interventions for managing chronic autoimmune conditions. And in our international news, red dolphin viral challenge sparks concern in Europe. Authorities in Central Europe have issued warnings about a dangerous new social media trend known as the red dolphin. The challenge, which targets adolescents, involves a series of harmful tasks directed by online curators. Psychologists and school officials are urging parents to monitor their children's online activity closely. Similar to previous viral challenges, it uses psychological manipulation to coerce vulnerable youth into risking behavior. When we come back from his Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have just a couple of obituaries to report. Donna Jean Delphi of Bad Axe, 86 years old, passed away February 5th, 2026. She was born May 29th, 1939 in Elkton, Michigan. On August 9th, 1958, Donna united in marriage to Robert E. Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. Donna is survived by her husband of 68 years, Robert Delphi, two sons, Mark and Robert, two daughters, Robin and Kimberly, 10 grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place. A celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12, 2026. Laverne was born December 18, 1951. Laverne is survived by his brothers, Milton and Fred. Funeral service for Laverne will be on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16th, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home and at Our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to Our Savior Lutheran Church. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Joe Ritchie, Ortis Ford, and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie, Ortis Ford, and Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.